Thank you, Margaret, and what a fantastic turnout. Thank you all for coming here today for the dedication of the National Social Environmental Synthesis Center. Now, I've been here a little bit over a year, and I know how people talk in this part of the country. They talk in acronyms. So this is known as CSYNC. And so therefore, welcome to the dedication of CSYNC. This is truly an extraordinary partnership with many different universities in this country, with institutions in Germany and Sweden, with not-for-profits across different disciplines. It is truly an innovative center of which we're only the fourth of its kind in this country. We are, of course, very grateful to the National Science Foundation because the grant they have given to the University of Maryland is the largest ever in the history of the university. And of course, I'm sure it was made possible because the National Science Foundation had a 2.5% increase in its budget, which I'm sure that the senior senator of Maryland has something to do with. But that is what gives me comfort in these difficult times, that our nation's leaders understand the importance that our nation maintains supremacy in science if we are to have a leadership role or to continue our leadership role into the 21st century. Many people have made this opportunity possible. So I will briefly like to acknowledge them, Director Suresh, the director of the National Science Foundation. I want to assure you, we promise you a very good return on your investment. And of course, this would not have been possible without the relentless, determined efforts of Senator Barbara Mikulski. Senator, thank you all for what you have done for this center, for the University of Maryland, and more generally, for issues of education, science, and the environment, and of course, cybersecurity, the grand challenges of our day. We are very fortunate to have a governor who's known as the education governor, who has presided over having the best K-12 system in the country for, I think, 2 or 3 years in a row, to have preserved the extraordinary quality of the University of Maryland, ranked among the top 20 in the country and other universities in the system, and keeping affordability. But because of his role for maintaining quality and affordability, not only is he known as the education governor, but because he has helped locate CSYNC to the state of Maryland, I believe that Governor O'Malley will also be known as the environmental governor. Thank you very much, Governor.
Thank you.
And we have here today on the platform the longest serving Senate president, not only in the state of Maryland, but in the nation, a loyal Terp. You will find no Terp, no graduate, as loyal, as committed, as forceful an advocate of President Mike Miller. And sitting next to him is, well, he is an honorary Terp because he is a very loyal and dedicated supporter of the University of Maryland and of Maryland Higher Education, House Speaker Mike Bush. Chancellor Kerwin, as always, your leadership of the University System of Maryland is unparalleled. Thank you very much for your leadership. I want to recognize my colleague, Don Bosch, a partner in this great center, and to President Philip Sharp of the Resources for the Future group that's a partner with us, and as you will remember, a distinguished congressman from Indiana. And that partnership has made this endeavor possible. And of course, last but not least, my profound thanks to the leadership by Dr. Margaret Palmer, our own distinguished environmental scientist. Thank you very much for leading this project. I have no doubt that you will help fulfill admirably the vision and the mission of the center. To all of you, thank you for being here. Because of all of your support of the members here on the platform, the University of Maryland today is a winner. The state of Maryland is a winner. But most importantly, our nation and the environment are the winners. Thank you.